Welcome to the Dr. Nikki Star Show, a podcast to support you in your spiritual awakening and personal development. As a spiritual teacher, healer, and intuitive coach, my intention is to empower you to live your ultimate potential and your ultimate life. As a former medical doctor and mystic, my role is to bridge the gap between science and spirituality to support you in understanding more of your multidimensional aspects. I share on a diverse range of topics, and it's all to support your greatest becoming. My mission is to continue reaching millions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind for the creation of the new earth. Thank you for being here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. We are in the season of spirituality, and today we will be talking about spiritual alignment and how to live in greater spiritual alignment and why do you want to live in spiritual alignment. Well, first and foremost, it minimizes suffering. So that's why you want to do it. And so what is spiritual alignment? And guess what? It can be different for everyone. So I like to say that each one of us has a divine destiny, a soul blueprint, something we are here to live out in this lifetime. And that could look like an actual mission, but for everyone, it's going to be different. So for example, my mission, my divine destiny is that I am here for the healing and awakening of humankind and the co-creation of the new earth. So whenever I am not living in alignment with my spiritual destiny, I suffer. And I know this to be true because when my mission and my purpose is not going the way in which I like, even when I'm in love, even when I'm living in Seaview beachfront homes, even when everything looks so amazing and perfect from the outside, if I'm not reaching millions or on the path to reach millions, I feel some kind of dissonance in my being. Like I can't even rest. And so if there's any part of you that is suffering or has suffered or will come to suffer in the future, the first thing you want to look at is how are you living your life? And is it in alignment with your spiritual values, your spiritual destiny, your spiritual goals? And this is how we, if you're not sure what they are, what I would recommend is that you first connect to what are your values. So for me, my values are harmony and love and beauty and truth and honesty and connection with nature and what else? Yeah, like I would always say you find like your top five. And so anytime there's not love in my life, anytime there's not harmony in my life, anytime there's not truth and honesty, anytime there's not this connection to nature, this is when like I feel a suffering happening. And so I always work, act, live as best as possible in alignment with my values. And so that's kind of like the first step. Like, okay, what are my values? What do I stand for in this life? I also stand for the new earth. And for me, that's like people living in alignment with their soul's truth and living in connection and co-creation with nature and where we're all creating from our truth and from our highest light and from our highest love so that we feel like essentially that's where happiness comes from. When you're in alignment with your spirit, this is when you feel happiness. When you're in alignment with your spirit, this is when you feel love. And love is what creates happiness. And that spiritual alignment is what creates happiness. You know, some people are saying, okay, you choose to be happy. Yes, but if everything in your life is out of alignment with the truth of who you are, like how could you be happy? It's like you would be living a lie. And that's, you're never going to be happy that way. The second thing I always like to say is like, what is your mission? What is your goal in life? Like even if you are someone who values being a stay-at-home mom or dad or someone who values
just living in a certain way and your vocation, your job is not that important to you, that's fine. Like, you can have a mission to just like be a ray of sunshine in people's lives, right? And as long as you're doing that, you feel good, however, whatever form it comes in, right? So that's why for me, when I was on the Fox reality show, I was reaching millions of people. I felt content, even though it was really hard. And there were moments I felt like I was spiritually digressing, because I felt like this feels like not utopia. This feels like not the new earth. Like, we are in these triggering paradigms, and there was a lot of, human dynamics that were happening, which is makes sense, right? Like, we were all humans on the show. But I remember being on the show and saying, like, if even one person changes how they eat or sees the world differently, like, I'll know that I lived my dharma. I'll know that it was worth it, right? And then, it took me some time to start this podcast, and I'll share about that. But I remember one of my assistants in 2018 said to me, like, you should start a podcast. And I was like, no, I feel like I'm more like a TV person. And at the time, reels weren't a thing. And so I wasn't seeing how that content could also become video content, and I could really be fulfilling my dharma sharing a podcast. So I ended up waiting 5 years to start a podcast. But I just wonder where would things be had I just started the podcast. But know that we make the choices when we make them. And maybe I had to go through a refinement in myself before I was sharing. Because, when you share a podcast, it's kind of like writing a book. Like, it's out there, it's published. Of course, I could delete episodes if I'd like, but maybe there is a refinement I had to go through. So I had to say no at that time and say yes now, so that I could show up in a certain way. And now I have 5 years of wisdom on me, compared to how I used to think then. There are some shifts and transformations, but ultimately, I think the same more or less since 2013, 2012, when I had my awakening. And so, these are the things that we reflect upon when it comes to living in spiritual alignment. And sometimes we're given the golden ticket to the fast track of ascension. Maybe it's to enter into some kind of business or partnership or relationship, or to move somewhere or travel somewhere, or we're given an opportunity, et cetera. Like, many opportunities will present upon our path. And ones we say no to, some we say yes to. And it's always in that moment of like, what's going to happen next? And I truly believe our destiny is the same, but the route through which we get there and the ultimate realization of it is so dependent on our choices. And so that's why I created this podcast, because I want you in every moment, as if like now that you've listened to this podcast, every time you are to make a decision, you ask yourself, is this in spiritual alignment? Now, I want you to know that absolutely everything is always serving our greatest becoming, that you can't make a wrong decision. Can you make decisions that are out of spiritual alignment in the moment? Of course, sure. Will you learn lessons that will ultimately serve you? Yes, absolutely. So know that you're never going to make a wrong decision, but how fast you arrive to the end point, or how easily or gracefully, that's what you're going to be impacting and influencing. Just like if you say yes or you say no to certain opportunities or situations, like that too is going to affect the experiences that you live in the next chapter of your life. And sometimes there are shadow aspects of ourselves that need to work out. So we make choices from wounded places. We make choices from places that want to learn lessons. And sometimes we're not done with patterns and ways of being until we're done with them. But either way, we become masterful at situations and relationship dynamics that involve that. So if you do work as a healer, a guide, or mentor, you will only gain wisdom from those experiences that were maybe, if you zoomed out, they seemed out of spiritual alignment. But the point of this episode is I really want you to start to connect to what are your missions, your goals, your intentions. Living in spiritual alignment is also living a very intentional life where whatever you do, you set intentions for. Even if you're going out to dinner or you're going on a holiday or vacation or whatever, you're creating a new course, you're moving to a new place, whatever you do, there's intentionality there. And the moment you start taking things for granted and living unintentionally, this is where you can start to suffer as well. Because as humans, we were given this divine gift as creators. We can create any reality we desire. And sometimes we just get in our own way and suffering is created because we're not operating in alignment with our truth and our spirit. So the other piece too is living in spiritual alignment is knowing yourself and acting in alignment with yourself. Because so often we try things on that we learn, see, receive from other people, and we think like, okay, this is me, but it's not. And so this happens like as we're growing up, even as children or the family we grew up in, or we were raised in a certain religion or way of being, and then we grow up and then we experience other things, or we see other things, or we have friends, or we meet people and they do different things, and we try that on for a while. And as I've shared before in podcast episodes, so much of the spiritual journey is learning about who you truly are and returning to the truth of who you are, because underneath it all, you've always been you. But maybe you haven't always liked that kind of food or that kind of music or that kind of profession or that kind of religion, but you just tried it all on and then realized, huh, that's actually not me. And sometimes you had to go that path. Like for me, I couldn't even imagine being anything other than a medical doctor when I became a medical doctor. And that was a necessary training to the grander part of my mission. I wasn't acting out of spiritual alignment at all. Like that was in full spiritual alignment. But then when I awakened to the more and the truth of who I am in my totality, then it was like, oh no, that's not for my whole vocation for my life. That was like a piece of my training so that I can understand the 3D aspects of human nature to then bridge spirituality and energetics and the many other and the emotionality aspects of the complex beings that humans are, the multidimensional beings that humans are. And so I'm so grateful I became a medical doctor, but it would have been out of spiritual alignment had I stayed being a medical doctor. And this is why it's okay to change professions, vocations. It's okay to move. Same thing, like I lived in New York City and I thought I would live there forever. And it was perfect for growing up because I fell in love with diversity and it ended up being a code on my spiritual journey, which I talked about in the first episode of the spirituality season of the podcast. And diversity and growing up in New York City was like an amazing education. Absolutely. But as I awakened my spiritual gifts, it would be out of spiritual integrity to stay living in New York City now. Now, my gifts and my way of being is best suited connected to nature and specifically the sea. Because of the level of energy work that I do and the number of people I'm connected to and work with, I need that body of water, that ocean, to cleanse my energy field and to keep myself as a pristine channel, because I've activated more of my sensitivity, and that hypersensitivity needs to be constantly cleansed. And living a bit more recluse or isolated is serving, because I am listening constantly for divine downloads. And somewhere like New York City has so much noise that there would be distraction. Now, of course, can I do it if I needed to do it? Yes. So if I ever got called to do another TV show and it was based in New York City, would I say yes? Absolutely, because it aligns with my mission to reach millions and billions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind, for the creation of the new earth. But if I didn't have that platform of TV and reaching millions of people through some TV station, then there would be no reason for me to really live in New York City. I could still do my work online as I do it now and host my podcast from anywhere in the world and work with my clients and create my courses from anywhere in the world. So we're always looking at multifactorial when we're making decisions. And this is where our values come into play. So living in alignment with my mission and purpose is a high value. So mission and purpose, just like love, are high values. So I make decisions based on those things. And just like that connection to nature, high value, but if there's something, and so you can even order your values, like what's higher, like your mission or nature. And you go through each one, like which one is more important to you. And then eventually you'll have an hierarchy of like, okay, this is my top value. This is my next value. And you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can do more if you'd like. And then the reason why you have this framework for yourself is because in the moment, things seem really great. I know I tend to be like a pretty much like a yes person a lot. Like I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then when I'm in it or I have more time to think and feel, I'm like, wait, maybe this isn't in greatest alignment. Or when I try it out, it's like, okay, we need to pivot. We need to redirect. This is not in full alignment anymore. Or it, you know, because things are constantly evolving and everything's dynamic. So things can change. Something can seem in alignment and then it could not. And that's okay. And know that you have every right to act in integrity and change your mind, change your decisions. And it helps us and it creates less suffering when we make decisions from our values and our goals and our intentions. So at what point I used to make a lot of goals, and I recommend them, honestly, I do, because if you think about it, if we can create any reality we desire, because we can, by having goals, it's like you're directing the universe. You're telling the universe, okay, this is what I want to create. And this is where I want to go. And this is what I want to do. So it's like amazing, perfect. It helps the universe help us, right? And then we can make easier decisions because we know what our goals are. And it's like the universe is just serving us opportunities on a planet to help make everything happen. There comes a time in your life where you will have manifested most of these goals. And at this point, so for example, I have already reached millions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind, but it doesn't stop there. And now it's like, okay, I have my goals and the things I would like, but I also trust there may be a divine plan, a greater plan that even my human mind and the ego of who I am could create. And so I'm open to these greater opportunities, and I'm open to new opportunities that I can't even think of that would allow my mission to manifest in a way that feels really good and nourishing and aligned, even better than I can plan it, right? And so that's why whenever we're setting goals, we always say this or something better. And it's important to discern, like, what are old dreams that are not resonant anymore compared to like the truth of you right now. So I know for me, pretty much the dreams, the goals, the mission are exactly the same. And even if there were moments where sometimes I hosted retreats more and sometimes I created more online courses and I was on that reality show and now there's the time for the podcast and I know there'll be the season for book writing, the how is constantly transforming as I do, as inspiration arises, as opportunities arise, for example, but that baseline mission has not changed. It's the same. And so it's important that you're constantly honoring the truth that's present in your being. And that will change with relationships, with where you're living, with if you have children or not, if you plan to have them, when you have them. So the way your work looks like and the things you do can transform. Like there was a time I was more of a yoga teacher and then I was more of a meditation leader in LA. And so there is constant shift and movement of the how that the mission presented, but it was always there. But humans, we're such creatures that even though we're creatures of habit, I do feel that we are creatures of conquest too. Like we like challenge, we like to grow and evolve, especially if you're in tune to your spirituality and you're here for your greatest becoming as I am, and you're really here and committed to living your ultimate potential. You're going to find that your soul, your spirit is going to want to not challenge you, but it's more about you creating more skills and you coming into a place of being more adaptable, but also expanding your capacity, your skills, your ability. And this is what I desire for everyone, is to live your ultimate potential, but also live a full breadth of a life. Like, it's okay if you have three careers within one life. Like, bravo to you. And of course, if you excel and you are focused on just one career your whole life, that's okay too. But you really want to listen to that spiritual integrity and that spiritual alignment. And you'll know based on if things feel contracted, if you feel like you don't want to do something, like you don't want to do it. And if things start to excite you and give you energy, like follow that path. And in the bonus content of this episode, I'm going to guide you through an experience to help you connect to your spiritual blueprint and to see where you are on the journey and to see what information, wisdom wants to be shared with you in relation to your mission and purpose and where you're going and where you're planning to go and where you wish to go, or maybe you're going to get a brand new download that you never even thought of before. And so I invite you inside of the bonus content, and I also invite you to really feel into your life right now and just feel like you know the answer. Like, are you living in spiritual integrity? Are you making decisions every day in every moment, even down to like what you eat, where you go, how you spend your time, who you spend your time with, what you're doing on your free time? Are you living in spiritual alignment? Are you making the choices that will support your ultimate potential, your greatest becoming? If the answer is yes, I guarantee that you feel happy in your life. And if the answer is no, then I guarantee that there's an aspect of you that's suffering or that's seeking. And so the fastest way to bring you on track is to support you in connecting to your soul's blueprint, and so that you can come into greater spiritual alignment and spiritual integrity. And let's say if you feel completely lost, it's always a great idea to do some soul searching. And you can do that with a spiritual mentor or guide. You can go on a vacation or holiday. You can take time to reflect or try new things, or you can join me inside the bonus content for this guided experience that I will take you through. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. Please like this podcast and share it with anyone you feel would benefit. Subscribe to the podcast to receive bonus content. And remember, every Monday, the video version goes live on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for being on the Ascension Path with me and for doing this great work.